And a very warm welcome back to Smart Cities Happiness Masterclass. I'm Carolyn Bennett, Smart Cities Happiness Expert, and I would like to take this opportunity to welcome you back to session number 2 of your 6-week journey to happiness. This masterclass is designed to help you to be able to rediscover the happiness inside of you, even amongst the frantic and stressful times that life presents. Today's session, I will be introducing to you simple yet very powerful mindset technique to help you create your own happiness. And as mentioned in class number 1, these happiness feelings are already there. They're just waiting to be liberated, bringing you the quality of life that you know you are now ready for. So this powerful and life-changing session will teach you what you need to know about mindset and how to create your own happiness. So whether the concept of happiness is totally new to you, you've been frustrated trying to create happiness in your life so far, but you haven't managed to create much, or you simply want to take your happiness to new levels, then this information will help for sure. The key to success with happiness is learning to use your mind in a way that is becoming a deliberate happiness creator of your reality. Today, we will explore practical techniques for overcoming negative thought patterns and ways to become a proactive creator of positive outcomes in your life. You notice I highlight the word proactive there, and there is a good reason for that. We do have to put the work in. What we put in, we get out. So you'll be introduced to many wonderful and varied tools and techniques on this course. It is super important to mention at this stage that one size does not fit all. Some of the tools are going to immediately resonate with you, while others will not have any resonance whatsoever. And remember, that's okay. I just want you to take the ones that make you feel good, because that's why we're here after all. And all the rest, you can just imagine there's a little conveyor belt and you're popping them on the conveyor belt, you're pressing the green button and you're watching them go off in the distance. So you're just going to take the ones that resonate and leave the rest. Before we open up today, I want to share with you one of my most favorite quotes, and this is by Dr. Wayne Dyer. And he said, "We don't see the world as the world is. We see the world as we are." So thoughts play a very powerful role in our happiness journey. Thoughts have their own vibrational current. They activate either the sympathetic or the parasympathetic nervous system. They can release stress hormones or happiness hormones. And these emotional currents of our thoughts can either be in alignment with our happiness or out of alignment. And when our thoughts are in alignment, we attract the things we do want into our life. And of course, that's why we're here, right? Some believe that without thoughts, nothing in our life can be created at all. You know, therefore, thoughts are considered to be the very first step in the chain of events in our life. And this means the power to create our own life actually does come from within us, which is great news, right? It means we're not at the mercy of life. We actually can take control and become the captain of our ship and take ourselves to destinations that we choose. I'm a little bit of a sciencey bod too, so I love all of this stuff. And science has actually proven just how powerful the mind and the imagination is. So for example, it has proven that the thoughts we think wear grooves in our brain. And every thought we think fires and wires new neurological patterns in our brain. So these patterns then determine how we see the world. That means if we think the same thoughts, we are only going to get the same results. So it would seem today, I'm a little bit of a quote lover. So there's another quote that I absolutely love that illustrates this. If you always do what you've always done, then you will always get what you have always got. So take a moment just to ponder on what that means to you. It's a bit like Einstein said, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. This is another reason why it is so great that you have taken this time out to listen to this masterclass today. So your thoughts have an energy, and that energy has the ability to create our reality. The thoughts we think create a feeling in our body. And the feeling that is created in our body then creates a lens in which we view the world through. And when we view the world through the lens of how we are feeling, so whether that's through stress or through relaxation, we are only going to see more evidence to back what we feel. That's why it's even more important to utilize these techniques. Of course, we had breathing in session one, we now got mindset session two, and each one of these are building blocks for your ultimate happiness and success. The happiness process will definitely work a lot quicker if we focus on creating feelings like passion and excitement. And one way to do that is to use positive affirmations. Affirmations are basically anything that you think. From the minute you wake up to the minute you go to bed, you're constantly affirming what you do or don't want out of life, depending on what you are focusing on. But what you can do, which is super helpful from a mindset perspective, to generate positive feelings of passion and excitement, you can start to create short, positive, motivational phrases, aka affirmations, and they can be so helpful in supporting your will and your intention to create and make positive changes in your life for your ultimate happiness. And what affirmations are used for is a way to focus your thoughts in order to help you create the life that you want to experience. Affirmations are also great because where attention goes, energy flows. So it will help you to notice opportunities in your life that you may have otherwise been blind to or unaware of if you were in stress response. So it's super, super important to focus on what you do want rather than what you don't want. And affirmations are one of the great tools that can help you to achieve this. We will be exploring a little bit more about affirmations later on in the masterclass, but I think for now it'd be nice to plant some positive seeds of positive thoughts to get you going. And when you say affirmations, it's really important to generate feelings of excitement and passion and not just kind of robotically repeating positive statements, because although it will help to create the new neurological pathways, it's not going to help us secrete those happiness hormones on the levels that we really want to be able to achieve for ultimate happiness. So some examples of some positive affirmations are life loves me. And when we affirm that life loves me, we start to attract wonderful experiences into our life as a result of that. One of my favorites is saying I can handle it. Because yes, life is going to bring us some curveballs, because that's what happens in life. But when we say to ourselves, you know what? It doesn't matter what happens. I can handle it. I will handle this. I am strong. We are then affirming and focusing on what we do want rather than what we don't want, which means that yes, we are going to get the curveballs of life, but we're going to have the tools in order to help us get through those challenges quicker and come out a lot stronger. Like I said, we'll go into affirmations a little bit later on in the masterclass, but they're a wonderful way of training our brain and lifting us up so that we feel good. And what happens when we feel good? Yep, we activate the parasympathetic nervous system, which is responsible for releasing all the feel-good hormones. We feel uplifted, and then we start to feel more energized as a result of that as well. So the whole purpose of today is mindset and aligning your thoughts. And life becomes so much better if you focus on what you do want rather than what you don't want. The language you use plays such an important role in your journey towards happiness and fulfillment. Therefore, it's so imperative to use language that is only in alignment with what you desire. Now, it's important at this stage to remember, or for me to teach you, that your mind does not hear the word don't. It only hears what you are focusing on. So let's say, for example, I don't want to be tired. Your mind, your subconscious mind, just hears the word tired. It picks up on what you are focusing on. So even if you're saying it's something you don't want, the fact that you are focusing on it, your subconscious mind starts to magnify it. So I don't want to be tired. You're basically saying I want to be tired. I don't want to be lonely. Your subconscious mind hears I want to be lonely. And then that is potentially what you will then see in your life. I'm a great believer that everything we want already exists. It depends on what we are attuned to as to what we see in our reality. So part and parcel of becoming, you know, the happiest person alive is learning these mindset techniques, and it's well worth practicing them. So remember, your mind does not hear the word don't. It only hears what you are focusing on, because where attention goes, energy flows. I told you I was going to mention a few quotes today. So think about that for a moment. Where attention goes, energy flows. It means what you focus on, you will see more of. So training yourself to use positive language is definitely going to help you to feel so much better. And it's also going to help you then to feel motivated, energized, and then take positive action as well. You can reduce the power of negative thoughts by concentrating on positive alternatives. And this is where the ninja mindset training comes in to help you reach ultimate happiness, is learning to concentrate on positive alternatives. So if you're lying in bed in the morning, you think, oh, I really don't want to go to work today, you can think of a positive alternative. I am energized, I am motivated, and I'm ready to embrace the day. If you think things like, oh God, I just don't want to be late, you can think to yourself, you know, I want to be on time. And start training yourself to think what you do want rather than what you don't want. I know I've said that a few times, but I can't reiterate that enough. It does take time to master this mindset. It's like learning a new language. If you go to a foreign language school, you can't expect to learn this new language overnight. It takes time, it takes determination, it takes consistency, it takes persistency. But I can tell you that this has helped me no end in every area of my life to create wonderful opportunities and help me to feel good. So be gentle with yourself along the way. So let's just think of a couple of more examples. One of my clients said to me recently, oh, I just don't want to be poor. And I said, what do you want? She said, I want to be prosperous. I'm like, exactly. Another one said to me, I just don't want to be lonely, the one I used earlier. And I said, well, what do you want? She said, I just want to meet like-minded people. Because remember, where attention goes, energy flows. We think up to 80,000 thoughts a day. And a lot of these thoughts, they're automatic, they're robotic. We're not even aware of it. So this is why I'm inviting you to become conscious of the thoughts that you're thinking, so that you are thinking thoughts that are in alignment with what it is that you want to experience. Because remember, your thoughts are powerful and can create your reality. So choose them very carefully. It is important to maintain a positive mental attitude, and you'll find the more you do this, the easier it will become, and eventually it will just become a natural default setting. So you'll find yourself sometimes thinking of things you don't want, but you'll quickly change it to what it is that you do want, so that you can change your focus on what it is you want to experience in life. So we have spoken so far about the importance of breath work, so please keep up your breath work. Slow, controlled, long, deep breaths in to reset your nervous system. And now today I'm inviting you to embark on a mindset journey where you focus on all the things you do want to experience in your life. And also through this course, we're going to be talking about the power of visualization. Some people like to write everything down that they want to experience. So some people say to me, oh, Carolyn, I just don't know what I want. I say, well, do you know what you don't want? Oh, well, I don't want to be tired. I don't want to be lonely. And then I say to them, just change it for the opposite. If you don't want to be tired, I want to be energized. I don't want to be lonely. I want to be surrounded by like-minded people. I don't want to be sad. I want to be happy. I don't want to feel stressed. I want to feel calm. So start practicing using your words. But I'm going to invite you to take a slightly deeper dive on this journey. Once you've written what you don't want, and then what you do want, you're going to write why you want that thing. I don't want to be tired. I want to be energized. Why do you want to be energized? Because I want enough energy for my kids, for my family. I want to go for lovely long walks. I want to embrace every moment of every day. And the more you think about the why behind it, the more you activate your parasympathetic nervous system. A flood of feel-good hormones flood your system, and you start to feel happier and healthier. And of course, that's why we're here, right? Anyway, it's been wonderful to be with you today. Looking forward to our next session, session 3. I shall see you then.